Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, sometimes it feels like we're living in a pressure cooker of comparison. We scroll through social media, see everyone else seemingly crushing it, and suddenly we feel, well, less than. Ever felt that? You know the feeling when you're scrolling, and your own life starts to look pale in comparison. Today, we're tackling something vital. Cultivating contentment amidst this constant barrage of better than. It's not about ignoring the world around us or pretending everything's perfect, it's about finding peace within ourselves. Because let's be real, true happiness doesn't come from chasing what others have, it comes from appreciating what we already possess. So how do we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner contentment. 1. Shift your focus. This one is huge. We get so caught up in comparing ourselves to others that we forget to celebrate our own victories. Big or small, acknowledge them. Did you finally finish that project at work? Awesome. Cooked a decent meal after a long day. You're a rock star. Instead of constantly looking outward, turn your attention inward and appreciate your unique journey. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. When you focus on what you're thankful for, it shifts your entire perspective. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or the love of family and friends. Take a moment each day to list out a few things you're grateful for, trust me, it makes a world of difference. 3. Recognize imperfection. This one's a tough pill to swallow sometimes, but hear me out. We're all human, and that means we're all flawed. No one has it all figured out. Embrace your imperfections, they make you unique. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, focus on being the best version of yourself, flaws and all. 4. Limit your social media intake. Look, I'm not saying ditch social media entirely because let's be honest, who wants to miss out on viral cat videos? But be mindful of how much time you spend scrolling. It can easily become a breeding ground for comparison. Take breaks and follow accounts that trigger negative feelings, and remember, what you see online is often just a carefully curated highlight reel, not reality. 5. Focus on your own path. This is your journey, folks. Don't let anyone else dictate what success looks like for you. Define your own goals, celebrate your accomplishments, and don't be afraid to forge your own path. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Embrace your individuality and focus on what truly matters to you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's scrolling through Instagram, bombarded with photos of friends jet-setting around the world, launching successful businesses, and seemingly living their dream lives. Meanwhile, Sarah feels stuck in her own routine, struggling with a demanding job and feeling like she's not making much progress. Sound familiar? This is where contentment comes in. Instead of letting those images fuel envy or self-doubt, Sarah can choose to shift her focus. She can appreciate the simple joys in her life, a good book, a walk in the park, a meaningful conversation with a friend. She can cultivate gratitude for the opportunities she has and celebrate her own small victories. Maybe she starts taking evening walks, rediscovers a love for painting, or sets aside time to connect with loved ones. By focusing on what truly matters and practicing gratitude, Sarah could find contentment even amidst the noise of comparison. Remember, folks, true happiness doesn't come from chasing what others have, it comes from appreciating what we already possess. It's about shifting your focus inward, cultivating gratitude, embracing imperfection, and remembering that you are enough just as you are. So take a deep breath, smile at yourself in the mirror, and remember. You got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know how you're cultivating contentment in your own lives. And until next time, keep those Stoic principles strong and remember, fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.